So let's sum up our current career situation. Okay, one at a time, right? We live abroad.
We work on personal development, topics that we love.
We work together as a couple.
We get to speak English and work with an international crowd.
We get to do or actually use our strengths to the best of our ability.
We incorporated our values in our business growth tribute.
We have a big and future vision for ourselves as a professional and the way we want to grow our business.
And we have a purpose, our personal purposes aligned in this business, and that is helping people to reach their potential so they can have massive added value.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing career.
Yeah, it's cool. It's still we are still building up GrowTribute, so sometimes things simply have to be done, but if you sum it up like this, then I think we could be very grateful for all the elements that we have integrated in our lives. And but it was a long process, and it
Yeah.
was with a lot of ups and downs, and it took a lot of detours.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's exactly the point I wanted to get to, that this sounds amazing, and it is in so many ways, but of course, this is absolutely not how we started out.
No. So yeah, for me, how it started out, just to keep a long story short about my career mismatches and missteps, is the fact that I always had a lot of ambition, and I yeah, but I simply ran into so many roles and businesses and jobs that didn't fit me, and that because I didn't know myself well enough. So every time something seemed to be an opportunity or seemed to be a challenge, and then I simply wanted to grab that challenge and go for it and show myself, show my worth, and probably also seek validation from myself and from others. This gave me a very broad career so far, where I've been a startup founder, which is totally different than an entrepreneur in a online digital business that what we are running now. I've been a program manager for a weekly entrepreneurs event. I've been a manager of a cold sales team calling all over Europe for selling software. I've done a lot of things, and they all brought me something, but also a lot of pain and mismatches. And so yeah, all those jobs, all those vocations, all those roles taught me a lot. And in between, I always had this periods of crisis. My first quarter life crisis, my second quarter life crisis, and looking for coaching, seeing that the money that I had saved was running out, and I needed to find something else very, very soon. Doing a lot of reading, a lot of books, finding a lot of tools about how to find your passion, how to find your real strengths.
How to become an entrepreneur.
Indeed, just how to become an entrepreneur. I'm the first entrepreneur in my family, and I've been to law school, so haven't been to business school or started early as an entrepreneur with a lot of coaching and mentoring. So yeah, but it taught me a lot. But it took me a lot of time, and I'm so happy that we now can use our knowledge on about how to find the right career in a method. But more about that later. Yeah, I guess I know your story, of course, quite well. You also had your fair share of detours and yeah,
Yeah,
mismatches.
indeed. Yeah. I guess I was also looking for validation and prestige. So I wanted to start off as a manager. I don't know where I got that, but it sounded very businessy and I wanted to be a businesswoman, but I didn't see it combined with entrepreneurship yet. studied communications, but hated it actually. Started my own freelancing business in marketing communications. And my first clients were startups and entrepreneurs. And thus I got in touch with them and saw how much more engaged they were in work than people in a job. And that, I guess, indirectly triggered something in me. I also was some sort of community manager for events, but then a female business event monthly. I was a manager of a team in a startup sector. I organized hackathons. I presented innovation conferences. I coached young professionals. What else did I do? I kind of forgot, but a lot of small, digital innovation work. So project management, product ownership, all that stuff. So yeah, I've also had my fair share of career detours. And I would say step by step, I got closer to what I actually wanted to do. But indeed, it came with the pain as well. And I guess that the fun fact of this whole story is that both our careers kind of collapsed. Like, of course, it collapsed before in like, okay, this is not it. But it like majorly collapsed both of our careers, I guess, around 2018, maybe, I would say. 17, 18? I would say 18. When we said no more for our personal reasons, but no more. And that's when we started to do the real digging. Up until there, of course, I also read my books. I also saw some mentors, some coaches. I did some online tests on personality and which role in the team I should have. And I had a lot of networking coffees, but all kind of bits and pieces of a puzzle that was never completed.
No. And it was, in the end, more focused on the things that we didn't want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it was doing one thing, being kicked out or leaving a company or wrapping up a project, and then just seeing another opportunity and think, okay, this should be better.
Yeah.
But then we actually moved to, okay, what do we want?
Yeah.
Based on who we are, but also the more mismatches we had with roles and jobs, the more we thought, okay, we want more passion, more freedom, more fulfillment, all those important things that we all want in life.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get that from work because we didn't always get it.
Yeah, and I guess the funny thing about both of us is that we are so driven in work and just very much ambitious that we didn't want to settle for less, because I guess apart from what we experienced and what we didn't want anymore, what we did want, we also saw other people take off their careers with really cool businesses and really cool roles in companies. And I'm not saying, hey, I want to have that job or that's for me, but you see that the possibility is there of having a job that suits you 100%, whatever that is for you, in the right environment, with the right people, with the right values that align with yours, with the right mission, and that you can actually say, what else do I want? And of course, work is not a once in a lifetime thing where you stick, where you stay, but I guess that we're all working towards a better version of our careers every year or so, every new role. You're always getting better and more in more alignment with yourself. But why would you need all those career detours if you would know yourself truly, like deeply, truly?
Yeah. Yeah, then you don't need to do all those detours. You will make very small course corrections,
which are still, maybe you can still call them mistakes, but that's never in the wrong way. But you would never make big missers.
Yeah.
Based on, oh yeah, but I didn't know myself, or oh, but I didn't even match with me. Why do I even take it on? You would never do that.
Yeah, you are already going in the right direction, and sometimes you need to step, go from road A to road B, but not the totally.
Mm-mm.
You're not going in the opposite direction, and that way you can never get to your destination.
And never trying from scratch again.
No,
because that's what we did in many ways.
Yeah. And of course, there was a lot of introspection for us as well in the periods between projects and jobs.
Yeah.
And businesses. But I think it's worth doing doing that that introspection and knowing yourself deeply and knowing yourself work-wise, it's worth a lot. And I think we said it earlier, it's not it's the manual that we never wrote, or it's the guidance that we never had about
mm-hmm.
ourselves, about our professional lives. And yeah.
I have this random insight while we're recording this. I just took a sip of my water while you were talking, and then I was thinking, you said manual, and then I was like, wait, how about this one? We all know the IKEA furniture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know, like, we all joke around, like, oh, it's IKEA, I should be able to do this. But in the end, if we don't use a manual, or we don't understand the manual, I think the latter is always true
yeah.
for women, but maybe some men as well, then we just put something together and it's like, yeah, it's sort of okay. But I know myself, I mismatch like the way the chair is done
yeah.
or it doesn't make sense, but it's still usable.
Yeah.
That's kind of how a lot of people go around or go about their
yeah.
career, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh yeah, I ordered that chair, and then you get the manual, like, oh, this is easy, I'll try.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I need the manual. And then you get the manual,
yeah.
you don't know how to use the manual because you've never been taught how to use the manual. And then you mess it up, you're like, it's okay.
Some people will then come up without a manual with a quite okay chair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
and they
yeah.
can they can still kind of sit on it, but we in our roles and what we did often didn't come up with a chair at all, and we just smashed it in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful that we got a lot of yeah. Of course, we also learned a lot from the things that we did,
100%.
And we also had a lot of good experiences.
And we gained experience.
Yeah, but I'm also
that.
Grateful that
yeah.
Often it was simply okay, a no more feeling, and that gave us the fuel to create that manual for ourselves, so we could
yeah.
could create our own, awesome, perfect
Compass.
Career, career IKEA chair, and we have. Yeah, since we used that method on ourselves, we started helping others with it.
Yeah.
And I think it took us 5 or 10 years to get on that right direction and to get that that code of work that truly fits us.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can give that to others in
mm-hmm.
5 days, 5 months.
Yeah.
Instead of 5 years.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's the beauty of what we do. So, yeah. But then the question is for all the listeners, like, what is that guidance? What is that compass? What introspection did you do?
Yeah. So, it's introspection is important, but we always do something if we know why, if
mm-hmm.
we have a why.
Yeah.
So if we look at work and we don't want to settle, and we want it to be fun, a full expression of who we are. We want to contribute something through our work. We want to feel the fulfillment. We want to feel that we give something, and we want all those feelings and the fun and the income
mm-hmm.
and a sense of freedom. And if we want all that, then I think the only way is going inward and knowing what is fulfillment. Fulfilling work for you. When do you get passion from work? Other people will get passion from something totally different than you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to know yourself better and your values and your passions and your real strengths, your natural strengths
mm-hmm.
and your purpose, not something that someone wrote down in a sustainable development goal from the UN.
Yeah,
it's
so
something
true.
You really feel and live and breathe, and you will go the extra mile for.
Plus the fact that you don't choose it from a list, as you mentioned, actually in a different way, but it's like
genuine.
Yeah, genuine. But it's also if we look at, because we both used tools before we used our own method that turned out to be a method, but. I also did some tests online, like find your purpose and what are my values or my strengths. But most of them prompt you certain things. So here's a list of values around this topic. And then you choose like 5 of them. You're like, oh yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah, it aligns. I feel it like that. But it's never from generally the inside out. And when it comes to understanding who you are, it's impossible to choose something from a list. Because we're all unique. The combinations made between values, passion, purpose is super unique for all of us. And I guess that we're so underestimating the value of being able to pinpoint that deep inside. But the problem is that many of us don't know where to start. And if I look at my own introspection and let's say the journey towards career development or understanding what I like, it was based on doing a lot of tools like that. So tests, reading about what is passion, how do I find mine, following webinars, talking to mentors. How did you do that? Oh, you're doing the job I'd like to have. What shall I do to get there? All that stuff. But yeah, it's a mix of everything together. And
it doesn't make sense to just go for to work on just one. So to only work on, okay, I feel a lack of meaning. And
yeah,
lack
that's
of
what I mean.
Fulfillment, and I'm only gonna find the my purpose, and then it's multifaceted. It's
but it's the same when you have a health issue. It's never due to one thing. It always spills over to a lot of other things, plus the fact that it stems from different areas or different causes.
So
I guess that both of us simultaneously had like a document. For me, it was like me having results of tests from personality tests or what I should avoid or who I should not be. And some things are true, but it doesn't say that much about what you want to pursue. And when you ask a child at age 4, 5, 6, like, what do you want to become? Either they mention something they've seen, so a policeman or woman or a firefighter kind of stuff, or they would say something, the role that their parents have. And I guess that is how most of us approach work. Oh, I know that, so I can pursue that. Oh, I know someone who does that, and I like that person. It probably fits me too. But how we approach it in the end, of course, after doing all these career detours, is that we said, no more looking at roles and ideas from other people and suggestions, like parents saying, oh, maybe you should do this, or maybe this fits you. Just rather like, what do I like? And then, of course, you won't find everything all together and say, okay, and that means I should become this. And it's harder, I have to mention, when you're not an entrepreneur, because you cannot build a business from scratch. But it is doable to have a compass based on all these areas and say, in the center of my being, what I want, what I enjoy, what I can do, what I'm good at, what I love doing, what I thrive in, this is the area where I should look. And then at least you know which vehicle to take, and you might not know exactly which route to take on the highway, but at least you know the car and the highway.
And the destination, the direction.
Direction of the destination. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's worth a lot to have that level of clarity. And it's the same with a blueprint for a home. It probably, while building that home, there will be changes, and there will be an extra wall or an extra room or while you're building, but you will always build a certain kind of home in a certain style based on that blueprint.
Yeah.
And because you know you like the style of that blueprint, of that house that you're building. And I think having that direction of, okay, I should really do something with this passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing this. This is what lets me come alive. But I also should allocate it, utilize it to help this cause, to move this cause forward. Because I've been touched by this. Every time this comes up, I want to be part of this. And if I combine those two, I'm not sure in which kind of role and in which kind of business, but I know it should be a combination of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mind takes over. And our mind is super, super good at understanding, finding solutions for questions or problems, and making things more concrete. And then opportunities will arise, and you will spot them because you know that you want to do something with these talents of yours in this kind of industry, helping those kinds of those people or that or part of humanity or the world. Or then you will get answers, and that is the code that we are talking about. And the code is a combination. We also call it sometimes the formula, the career formula. It's a combination of who you are. And if you look for work based on you, you can go wrong. Of course, there will be minor tweaks and course corrections.
And you change, life changes. Yeah, sure.
But you are doing something that is 100% you, and it's never a mirror of something you kind of like or you see someone else doing.
No, it's crystal clear.
It's another perspective that we got in our process of the last 5 or 10 years, and I think this is something that we want to share more.
Yeah, I think it helped us, and it gave us the direction that we needed, and it also helped when we started this business. When we said, this is what we want, this is what we don't want, this is what fits, I want to work with these people, all that stuff. And of course, you also learn through trial and error still in that situation or having those ingredients. But at least you know what are the foundations, the rules, and the must-haves before you get started. So not the nice-to-haves. And I think we can both say that having career clarity comes from knowing yourself fully. And of course, you can say wisdom comes with age, but it's not like that. Even if you're 20 or you're whatever, 30, 40, you have sufficient self-knowledge and a lot of experience, even if it's not work-related, to couple that and link that to work and say, that means so much to me. Aha, I underestimated that. Or, hey, I used to do this in my childhood and I kind of forgot about it. You know, it's not something adults do. But, now that we're talking about it, I get so lit up and, maybe I'm so enthusiastic about this. Okay, maybe I should do something about it. And those insights you can only get when you say, you know, I will commit time. I will take that time to dive deep, to focus on getting this for myself. And daring to find the answers that are in a place where you're maybe like, ooh, that's painful, or I went through this situation, I never want to be there again. But it might exactly be the fuel that will get you towards your next goal or to your impact, purpose, passion, whatever you have. So if you dare to have a no concessions career, then you should also have a no concessions self-knowledge compass based on knowing yourself and saying, I want to find out more about
no concessions approach and action.
Yeah.
And that we do so many concessions. We just are often so happy that we have work or that we are going to do something that we studied for.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that there are so many possibilities.
Things we don't know at this moment in time.
And there are people that are so happy in their careers and they're doing what they love. They would even do it without a pay.
Yeah.
But they get rewarded for it massively because they add so much value and they solve so many problems.
And they feel appreciated for the work they do.
Yeah. And there are a lot of those examples. And I think it's good to just start believing that that kind of work is possible, that it shouldn't be a painful topic that you do from 9 to 5 at least, that you should distract yourself from, but accept and believe that there is work waiting for you that has it all.
Literally.
Yeah. And then you should make a decision if that's there. I'm willing to go the extra mile to find it and to understand myself. What is it and what is it for me?
Yeah.
Fully 100% me.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually there's two questions that you could ask yourself at this point. What if I stay in my current work situation for the next year, 5 years, 10 years? So literally making a list from 1, 5, 10 and see what it does to you as a person, your happiness, your energy, your fulfillment, your commitment, your engagement, all that stuff. How would you feel if you continue on this path? And if you say, then I'm kind of doing concessions because I'd like to, I don't know, work abroad, but you know, it's hard and it costs a lot of energy, or it's okay, but I don't really like my team and I can't really like thrive in the team situation. Okay, things like that, get real, literally get real on what it will mean. And then either choose, will I want to keep and accept this pain and this so-so situation, or will I say this path should be ended? This should be ended. And I want to go and find no concessions. Find the pain or find the urgency.
Some people will be blessed with It sounds crazy, with a lot of pain, and they are in a burnout. They become redundant. They stop with doing their business in the, in this crisis. So they have they probably have a reason. Okay, I want to do it better, and I want to do it. Want to follow a different approach.
Because I need to make a change.
Yeah, that's the pain we're talking about. But if you are not in that much pain, you're kind of okay.
Yeah.
Then it's good to do this mental practice and see where you're headed. And also, I think it's good to realize, okay, this 5 or 10 years, that is an important part of your life. Those are probably 5 or 10 of your best years, or very good years of your life.
And adding on to that, it doesn't matter which age you are at this point in time, you always have the opportunity to change your direction, your course of direction in life and in career. So don't be afraid to make that decision to say, but I studied for this and I put in so many years, or I put in 5 years in this company, and then why should I change tracks and start all over again? Please do this for the sake of yourself, for your own well-being, for your own happiness, for your own fulfillment and your own meaningfulness of life. Don't sell yourself short.
No, and I think if this resonates, and you are willing to take a different approach,
mm-hmm.
and write that manual for yourself, get your
want to make sense to yourself as well.
Give this to yourself. Then I think it's good to go within and understand yourself way better, but also make combinations between your passions and your values and your strengths. Because in the combination, there is power. Because you don't want to do something only for the impact you want to have and be burnt out in 6 months from now, because you don't want to do that kind of role.
Right.
It should be a combination. It should be a certain direction, mm-hmm. that is crafted around you,
mm-hmm.
and from there it's really easy to find real world options,
mm-hmm.
a vacancy that is totally matching with the direction you wanna go into.
Mm-hmm.
You hear someone talking about the business they want to start, and you think, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is really part of my formula, my direction.
Mm-hmm.
Let's team up.
Yeah.
Can we do this together?
Yeah.
And it becomes so much easier because you have a sense of clarity, crystal clear clarity.
And that gives self-confidence too.
Yeah.
If you have it or not, it will boost you even more.
Yeah. And then you are starting to take action on it, and you have a vision. Okay, if I combine this passion with this strength and with this purpose, then whoa, man, in 10 years from now, I will have had so much joy and so much connection and so much impact. And
you have so much to look forward to then.
Yeah, your compelling future you can't wait to start on,
mm-hmm.
Start with. And yeah, that is the message I think from this podcast. Go for that introspection,
dare to go for it,
and make that combination and take action on it and go for amazing.
Yeah.
Don't settle, don't sell yourself short, don't waste these important years of your life, this vital years of your life
feeling miserable
or feeling so.
Yeah,
both are not a full expression of what life could be,
and it's not worth it. It's really not. I think we all underestimate how long life is. And I think we all think that we are eternal. If you haven't seen life or death situations through your own eyes or on your own health or whatever, then you probably don't know what it's like. But you don't want to wait until you see that to say, I have a realization moment. I need to do a reality check. I need to take action. No. Know that life is short and that you have the opportunity to make it the best for yourself and for others around you, then make career worthwhile as well, because it will give you so much. And I just want to add one more thing, kind of related, but just to give you a food for thought. People that are listening and say, oh, self-insight. Oh, I know what my values are. I know my passion. I've done all those tests. I have that list made from those lists. I feel you. I hear you. I've been there too. But I want to say exactly to you guys what I said to one of our coaches that was doubting if that program was for her at that moment in time or not. And she said this like, oh, I have this information already. And, you know, I will have enough. And I told her, you know, I don't have to persuade you in any way to do work with us to help you or help you by using our method. But I can also go to the supermarket and get the ingredients that I know I need because they are tasty and they're yummy and they're good for me. I can get them too. I can understand what the list should be, right? But once I get home and I have those ingredients in my fridge, and I want to make a pizza or a soup, okay, let's say soup, right? Then which one should I take together to make it a very nice, compelling, spicy, herby, and tasteful soup? Do I need all the ingredients? Which combinations do I need to make? And how should I prepare it? Should I bake it? Should I cook it? All that stuff. Those are the questions you probably don't have answered yet. So you can have the ingredients on paper, but it's probably a level deeper that you need to go to actually go in there and from there shoot up and make that full soup or full pizza that actually is tasteful and makes sense in the mix.
Yeah. Amazing. Well said. And I would say give this a chance. Even if you think it's your career, your job is okay and you're making some small steps,
then do a second opinion on yourself.
And give yourself some time. Yeah. If you need 5 years to get into that amazing role where everything fits,
mm-hmm.
and you want to take 1 or 2 years and you want to stay in your current role for 1 or 2 years to save up some money, gain some experience, just make that plan and know, have that clarity, have that secret mission, because you know what fits you better.
Yeah.
So you have a plan, you're taking steps, and perhaps it's not you're not burning all your boats tomorrow and resigning tomorrow, but this will pay off in the end. This process, it cannot go wrong, because you're simply doing something for 40, 50 hours, 30 hours, I don't care, per week, that is just built and crafted around you. You can just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a kind of professional person that keeps himself at home. Or nowadays we work from home. So it's kind of crazy that inside our homes, we need to act professional and do things that we don't really like that much, if we are honest.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
But look in the mirror and be honest. Do that reality check and say, am I really wanting to pursue this in 1 or 5 or 10 years? And is the urgency big enough to say no longer? Or should I say, I want to stay in this pain and see it drop? Let's just end up with that question, because I think that many of us think they know yourself. We also thought that. That's why we took on those roles. But we didn't. And we're not persuading anyone. But just know that your self-insight can be deeper and therefore pay off in the end. We hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Before you go, we'd like to give you something valuable. It isn't easy to find work that suits you 100%, right? Leonard and I have both felt so lost and had to find tools to create a career that we love. And to help you skip the detours and get to where you want to be fast, we put our 23 biggest secrets in a short guide. And of course, we're offering it for free. This guide helps you to adopt powerful beliefs and thoughts about work, find the unique role that's built around you, learn how to create a career that has it all, and take the first steps to a life full of flow, meaning, and passion. So just head over to www.growtribute.com/guide, so growtribute.com/guide, to receive our success guide for a career on your terms.